Passage 2. There has been some concern about the renovation that is happening at the school recently. This is a letter to keep you up to date to what is going on at the school. Recently, we noticed that the floor near the entrance has been getting really wet after heavy rains. We found out that there is a leak in the ceiling. Upon further inspection, workers discovered that the floorboards are beginning to rot and need to be replaced. Starting next Monday, we will not be able to use the main entrance, so we ask you to please enter through your child's classroom doors. Since we will not be able to use the shoe cabinet in the entrance, we would like each child to bring a plastic bag with them that they can put their shoes in after entering the classroom. We will make a special corner where the shoes can be stored during class time. According to the renovators, the construction will take about 1 week. If any other problems are found, it might take longer. At this time, we also plan to change the tiles in the entryway to a newer non-slip kind. We are very sorry for any inconvenience, but we hope to make our school the best possible learning facility we can. We will update the bulletin board in the hallway every day with the progress of the construction, so please make sure to check it. Please feel free to talk with your child's teacher or the principal about any problems or questions you have.
Question 16.
Number 1. They are having a recital. Number 2. The sinks are being fixed. Number 3. The floors are being cleaned. Number 4. They are repairing damage to the school.
Question 17.
Number 1. There aren't enough workers. Number 2. There aren't enough floorboards. Number 3. There is a leak creating rotting. Number 4. There is an inspection happening.
Question 18.
Number 1. A shoe cabinet. Number 2. A permission slip to join. Number 3. Special rain shoes. Number 4. A plastic bag.
Question 19.
Number 1. About 7 days. Number 2. About 1 month. Number 3. 3 days. Number 4. A few weekends.
Question 20.
Number 1. The names of the construction workers. Number 2. The number of days until completed. Number 3. A daily account of the construction project. Number 4. A way to send in questions to teachers.